I recently had the opportunity to chat with pianist Jorge Federico Osorio about his new album, Final Thoughts, the last piano works of Schubert and Brahms. And he's recorded virtually all of the major concertos in the repertoire, so I asked him what made him choose to program these final works of Brahms and Schubert for this particular recording.
This was probably something that was on my mind for some time already, and often enough I programmed in same recitals music by Brahms and Schubert, so it sort of makes sense. I think this last Final Thoughts, as we call the album, first of all, I just love this repertoire, and I think that it's some of the most intimate and touching pieces by Schubert. Although all his music is like that, it's difficult to pinpoint and say that these words are particular. But I mean, they're very, very special, these two last sonatas, and especially the last four opuses of Brahms, where I find personally that he goes a little bit beyond what he had done before in a more personal, more intimate way, the way he expresses himself.
The two works by Franz Schubert on this album are the sonatas in A major and B flat major, respectively, from the Deutsche Catalog 959 and 960. They were written just before Schubert's death and not published during his lifetime. Jorge told me what makes these works so popular in the recital world.
It took really some time for these sonatas to be better known and popular. I think it's like all Schubert's music. It's so direct to the heart, like Beethoven thought that music should be. And I think that's one of the qualities about Schubert's music. I can just remember the very beginning of the B-flat sonata. Just even before starting, you're already like in another world, even just the silence before, because it's so dramatic and so full of life.
Of the four works by Brahms on this album, he had previously recorded Opus 116 and 119. I asked him if he did anything differently this time around.
Probably in some details and things that you think through, and also depends on the moment. You're always discovering new things in music, in the score. So sometimes even before the morning of a concert, you discover something and you change something. And actually it's the same for the recording. You're constantly like digging and trying to read between the lines, and that's what you do, and hopefully you get a fresh and a spontaneous performance. That's what I aim for.
When we think of Brahms, the big works come to mind, the symphonies and the piano concertos, but he wrote a lot of wonderful chamber music, and then these last four piano works, Opus 116 to 119.
I think that this Opus 16, 17, 18, and 19, it's a fascinating way of looking at Brahms' late piano music. What prompted him to suddenly, because he had more or less stopped the writing for the piano, and then suddenly we get this outburst of creativity. And I feel that, I mean, he felt he wanted to do something very personal. And that's why also I think it's so touching in many moments. Not making a comparison from opus to opus, I think from capriccio to intermezzo, from piece to piece, how they're so different. And as I said, it's the most striking thing, it's so personal. Very much like the ballads opus 10 when he was young.